Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is he here?
Yes, Mr. Eisman is.
Love him.
Yes,
Mr. Eisman's here and has this fantastic show, his rescue cam. But also, I don't know how much Super Bowl he'll want to talk because his Broncos aren't in it.
Well, I'd listen. I'm sure he'll root for us because we're all friends here.
That's it.
But this is a great show. The idea that people get it on their security cams, their cell phones, their body cameras, on ring cameras, on all these cameras that are around us all the time, they really do capture some amazing moments.
Born January 22nd in Denver, Colorado. A graduate of Princeton University and the Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons, he worked as a licensed MD before choosing a career in stand-up comedy, working with the famed Groundlings improv group and performing on numerous USO tours. He won season 15 of Celebrity Apprentice. You know him as the co-host of the hit NBC series, American Ninja Warrior, and as host of the A&E show, Live Rescue. Plus, you can see him every Friday night on the A&E show, Rescue Cam. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Matt Eisman.
I've been checking this out, Matt. I really like it, by the way. How are you, man? Everything good?
Oh, man, Johnny, it's great. I'm out in L.A., and other than the shade that was just thrown on my Denver Broncos, life is good.
Hey, he can't help himself. You know me, I'm not a giant sports fan. Of course, when we're in the playoffs or we're in the championship, I'm a huge fan. I'm as bandwagon as it gets. But it's, you know, if it can't be your guys, I'm sure you want to root for us.
Hey, I've said it before. I love Mahomes. I like Andy Reid. I think last year you guys breaking through was great. And yeah. We're going to be eating your exhaust fumes for a while, so at least you might as well be the best in the world. Be going up against Tom Brady. That's amazing.
Well, the mind F.
That old man is still doing it.
Well, and that's the thing, right? Like, because, again, you know, I've talked about this. I'm not a giant sports guy, so I don't even pretend to be able to speak to it. But I catch in what I watch for now. I'm looking at this guy, and I'm thinking, this Tom Brady guy, I know how great Brady's been, greatest of all time. He snatches the joy from people's hearts time and time again. And then you have this new kid who's a phenom, Pat Mahomes, who's... He's just amazing, and he's every bit as amazing as Tom Brady. But when you got the old guy, the young guy, this dude's fighting for his ego and for his place on this earth in terms of staying up there in this upper echelon, and then this young kid's running up your ass, like, that's the mind F I'm watching for, like, to those two guys facing each other.
It's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is. I can't wait. We got 2 weeks to talk it up and get ready. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, people are watching Rescue Cam.
I watched that fifth story rescue that guy Donkey Kong down to the second balcony before he barely got out of the way when it fell.
Oh, my God.
Woo.
That was insane. Yeah, for those who didn't see it, it was in Houston. It was this, I think it was like a $50 million apartment going up complex. And it was all wood at that point. And the flames are just eating this building. And a worker was caught up on top of this, a deck.
Yeah.
On the fifth floor, and the fire department's trying to get to him, but, you know, they're moving this massive ladder trying to get there. As you say, Donkey Kong down, drops down another balcony, and if he missed, that's it. Game over.
Yeah, yeah. You had to hang over and swing in and land on it without falling off backwards again.
It was Ninja Warrior type
yes.
Donkey Kong stuff. It was amazing.
Yes.
And then they get the ladder over to him as the flames are inches away. I mean, just a few feet away from this guy. He gets on the ladder, and then this entire five-story building, this whole wall just collapses and comes down and misses the ladder by feet. And it's just remarkable watching this. And we're seeing footage. This was a building just across from the apartments that were going up. Office workers are watching this going, oh, my God, we're seeing this ladder trying to get to this man and save him literally with seconds to spare. It's just edge of your seat. I mean, it's life and death, and you get to see people, these first responders at their best. And sometimes it's everyday people. I mean, you know, we have all the time we're seeing – we had a lifeguard that was out in New Jersey. Somebody drove their car into the harbor, and this one-legged lifeguard swims out, pulls this lady out of the sinking car, and pulls her back in. And it's just remarkable seeing what people do when faced with a life or death situation.
And some people stand there and stare, and some people were just born, it feels like, to be heroes. They're natural-born caregivers and guys who and women who get involved. And you see the difference between, and sometimes when you watch these videos, you'll see the one come in and then everybody else jumps in, you know, but it takes, somebody has to start and stop staring at the nightmare and do something. You know, it's the best in people. It's scary. But what I love, what I always take away from stuff like this is seeing the best in people.
Then, Johnny, that's it. Cause it's, you start with somebody having the worst day of their lives. People trapped in a car that's on fire, people on the side of an apartment building that's on fire, people contemplating ending their lives. But when they're at their worst, as you said, it gives other people a chance to be at their best. And sometimes it is the first responders, people who choose to have this job where they might have to lay down their lives for a stranger. And sometimes just it's everyday people who happen to be in this situation. And like you said, they make that choice to spring into action. You know, deep down, I think when you're watching, we all wonder that, you know, what would I do in that situation?
Right.
But I think what's really compelling too is thinking, who would I want to be there if I were that person trapped in the car, trapped in the apartment? And to see that there are people out there, it's really, to me, it's a show, it's as you see action, but it's inspiring. By the time you leave, you feel like I've seen the best in humanity, and given everything that we've been through in the past year, I think it's a show that leaves you feeling better about the state of the world.
Yeah, and that's it. We need to see action speak louder than words, and that's what it always comes down to, man. There are those that talk. Everybody, you know, it's that old saying. Everybody, I don't care if it's raining, you know, pitchforks and Nazis. I'll be there, brother. And then the first time a punch gets thrown in a bar, everybody scatters, right? And you'll see who's who when that happens.
Oh, 100%. And that's, you know, again, it is one of those things where you always wonder, what would I do? But when you see sometimes, you know, and sometimes it's you know, a dog barking or a little kid yelling for mommy, you see the difference that these little things make and these small moments and ways you can help. And, you know, one of them, we had a woman who's the accelerator got stuck down and the brakes weren't working. She's on a freeway, you know, doing 90 miles an hour, and she's just panicked. And what the person who saved her ended up being the 911 dispatcher. By just being able to talk to this woman, she was on with a different dispatcher, and the woman, she was getting nervous, so they switched to this really experienced woman. And we ended up having a chance to talk to her. She's like, I'm a mama bear, and I'm fighting for this young lady. And she's talking to her and just calms her down and gets her to go through a whole checklist of things and eventually just has her smash on the emergency brake, and it got the car slowed down enough where the cops could then stop the car. But it's just amazing to see where this woman did it with just her voice, just the words, and just that desire to help and that ability to keep her calm.
Yeah, and of course, my question, because I haven't seen that one, is why wouldn't you just put it in neutral and let the car blow itself up?
Right. I know. It's funny. You know, it was one of those things. I think she said she was struggling to get the gear shift moved.
I think
what happened was panic strikes, you know.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of obvious things. Turn the car off. A lot of things you might think of. Put it in neutral. But you see the difference of, man, when panic strikes.
Right.
And you're on this highway and all you're trying to do is stay alive. Sometimes you miss those obvious things.
Sure.
And it's, you know, that's it. It's so easy when you're sitting at home. But to be in that situation and to be that 911 dispatcher taking her through a checklist of things, you know, that's when you know. Because, man, I get nervous watching football games. I couldn't imagine what it would be like.
Oh, those police officers.
Truly life or death.
Matt, those police officers standing on their own car to the second story where the fire is, that little kid is, and I want my mom, and he's like, walk towards my flashlight. He's got to get through to that kid. And you can hear him start to yell like cop style, get over here. And then he has to soften it up a little bit. And of course, he gets the little girl and he saves her and gets her to her mom, and her mom got out the front and everybody lived another day. But you're like, Jesus, I mean, those are the, like, you're right. It's can you walk somebody through their panic? Can you talk them to the correct place where you can give them some help?
And can you control your panic? And, you know, we had one that's coming up soon where there was a guy got into a car accident and the dashboard slammed into his legs and he was pinned and the car catches on fire. And these two cops, and you're watching on the body cam, they're inside the car with this guy trying to get him out. And, you know, the fire's inside the car. And, I mean, at the last second, they pull this guy out and save him. And I'm talking to the cops. I got a chance to interview him on the show, and I say, hey, there had to be a point where you guys were thinking, the fire's in the car, and you're thinking, man, this guy's not going to make it. And both of them said, we were there, and we made this decision, either all of us get out or none of us get out. They were willing to just stay in there with this guy and keep fighting to the last. And when you hear something like that, when you hear this dedication, where they're like, we're just not going to leave this guy, the courage and the determination and that it just in the face of it's just remarkable when you know there are people like this out there walking among us.
Well, and you that's the thing. Out of all of 2020, it is that kind of a thing we need to see more of. Rescue Cam, A&E, Friday 9 o'clock, and of course we're talking with the great Matt Eisman. We do need that because that's who we are. I do believe that's who we are. Like, you know, there's a lot of noise out there over the last couple of years, but the truth is, I really believe, we're all good in our hearts. We're all heroes if you catch us at the right moment. And I mean every single person, in small ways and large ways. But we just need to get back to that being the thing we all watch.
I completely agree, John. I think everybody does have that ability inside of them, no matter how scared you might feel. And that's the thing that, you know, you talk to them. It's not like these people see the fire and they go, there's no fear inside of me. They're terrified.
Yeah,
and they still do it. And that's what they say courage is. It's having the fear and still doing it. And that's, you know, it is that thing when you start to think, man, I hope I could answer the call, you know, and it's just awesome to see people doing it.
Yeah, I was looking at that diver trapped in the underwater cave because I dive and we've done caverns. And we were screwing around in a quarry one time, and I got into a weird situation and got silted out. And I'll tell you, it'll terrify you, man. It took me a solid 10 minutes sitting there for the silt to lay back down so I could find my way out again.
That, to me, was one of the worst fears. This guy is exploring. You know, first of all, why are you scuba diving into this quarry? But he gets in the tunnel, gets separated from his group. He was down for 11 hours, and they were certain. They got this guy to fly in, this Ed Sorensen, this dive expert, and they're like, they're certain it was a recovery. He found a pocket of air. He found a little cavern, and Ed goes in there and was just like, it was as dark and as silty as anything I've ever done, but managed to get this guy out and save him. And the reactions, when Ed comes out and then the second guy comes out and they have the cameras and you hear this crowd just in disbelief that the guy was still alive and that this diver went in there and, again, risked his life to do it in a situation, like you said, where you're panicked because you know you've got a limited amount of oxygen and one wrong move and the both of you are dead and there's probably never a recovery in your body. It is, I mean, it's just incredible. And you hear it from that. You see the footage. You see the moment he discovers the guy in the cabin. You see the reactions of the people as they emerge from the water. I mean, it is. We really take you right there. You hear them breathing heavily. You hear the celebrations and cries. It's an amazing show.
Yeah, you're most likely to be drowned by another panicking diver than anything else in the ocean, for sure. I'll tell you, there's one. I wish there was a camera. This because I saw it with my own eyes. It was New Year's Eve, probably 7 years ago in Curacao, and a father-son had rented a catamaran. My buddy is a marine biologist and works at the Sea Aquarium. Then the guy who owns it all is a guy named Dutch. He's a legend on the island. He knows the ocean, and he's got great stories. But he's an old-school guy. He can see this father-son take a catamaran out. They never come back. Now there's a search and rescue. They can't find him, and he keeps. I keep hearing him saying he's got this real thick Dutch accent. He's like, they're looking in the wrong place. He's telling George and I, the currents. Look at the currents. They're in the wrong place, and they've got their Coast Guard is out. They've got other boats out there. They've got a plane out there, and finally he just has enough, and he gets in a Boston Whaler by himself. Doesn't even ask us to go, and he just leaves. Comes back right as the sun goes down, and you can see he's got the father and the son in the boat.
Oh my God!
And I mean, it's just. It was I was so amazed to watch how it all played out, but nobody was going to listen to him. And this old guy, and he always wears the same khaki shorts, khaki shirt, big old beard, balding head, suntan to nobody's business, like old beef jerky. And he's just like, oh, God damn it, I'll do it myself. And then there he went.
You know what's amazing? That's an awesome story. And Johnny, I tell you, I'm sure we all have some story throughout our lives where you were there, where you saw some amazing moment. And what's incredible now with GoPro cameras, with everybody having a camera on their phone. And now, so often, people document these moments, and we get to share them on Rescue Cam. And it really is amazing that, you know, these aren't professionally shot. So many of them are just that. They're somebody sitting there, you know, in an office building with their cell phone filming it. But you really, I mean, to me, it heightens it so much knowing these people were watching this unfold in real time. And just like that situation, you don't think it's going to have a good outcome. And then some unlikely hero in a Boston Whaler comes out of nowhere. And what that father and son must have felt when they see this lone guy coming in, you know. Yeah. I mean, that's a moment they're bonded for life.
Yeah. No, it's A&E Rescue Cam with Matt Eisman. Guys, you get them everywhere. Security cameras are watching, body cams, cell phones, Ring cameras. All these, they're everywhere now. And this is going to be a never-ending show in terms of content, because it's just, we're covered more and more. Matt, I can't wait to see the next episode.
Johnny, you have been a very good friend to me. I always appreciate coming on. And because of that, I'm going to say something that I never thought I'd say. Only do I say it here. Go Chiefs.
Great, Matt. You're fantastic. Hold on a second, brother. Hold on.